This is KVOE News at 8:05.
Lots of sunshine, 50 degrees. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team here today. Sunshine all day. This is going to be an outstanding day area-wide. A high of 70 degrees is coming area-wide. And then with a chance of some sprinkles late tonight, early tomorrow morning, we'll have a high of 75. And forecast details from the TV 13 weather team are coming up. Earlier this week, we had a chance to tell you about really an exciting expansion of services through Newman Regional Health and funded by the Patterson Family Foundation. And we're pleased to have with us Chief Executive Officer Kathy Pimple in studio, also Executive Director for Strategy and Business Partnerships, Stephen Bazan. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you, Chuck.
Good. Stephen, how are you today?
Excellent. Good morning. And congratulations to Ron on his recent award recognition.
Absolutely. A big deal to have a Hall of Famer here in the building.
Say that.
Yes. Absolutely. This is a big deal for you guys here at Newman Regional Health. And Kathy, how big is this with the Rural Telehealth Initiative that's unfolding now?
Yes, it is. You know, Chuck, our hospitals serve the community for more than a century, and our mission has always been to provide the highest quality of care close to home. And now with the support of the Patterson Family Foundation, we're able to take that mission even further using telehealth to make specialty care more accessible here in Emporia.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, why is access to telehealth now such a big part of healthcare in general, especially given the challenges that are in a rural setting versus an urban one?
It's a creative way. Years ago, we might have used the term out-of-the-box way to solve the challenge of access for rural communities. It is not so much out-of-the-box these days. Even in larger urban areas, large facilities, tertiary centers use telehealth operations in their centers. But it's also gotten the fluency built enough to where rural communities are really buying into that and realizing, hey, we can solve access for our farmers to not have to travel, and they can come here to manage chronic pain, diabetes, and with specialties that they might have in Kansas City, now they can pipe right in into our facility and do that. It's really about access for them and saving them time, money, and then building our community of healthcare workers here that rely on those specialists more. Yeah,
Kathy, the expanding telehealth. I mean, there is that general broad term, but specifically, how is this going to work here over the next, the way it sounds, 15 months or so, if maybe not even shorter than that?
Yes, so the next 15 months will be really building the infrastructure, and what that means is better access, less travel, and just more peace of mind for our residents here in our community. With that advanced technology, we're going to be able to bring even more specialized cardiology, high risk obstetrics, endocrinology, rheumatology, a lot of different specialties right here in our community at Newman Regional Health, so individuals won't have to leave, and they'll be able to work with those specialists along with the physicians that they trust here locally.
Mm-hmm. So how much training will be involved in-house for you to get prepared for this a technology leap, Kathy?
Yeah, so we already have our internal teams meeting. So we have an internal team that will be working with infrastructure, and we've been doing some research the last year and a half, really, to get to this point. But then we've also been working with our affiliate partners, and so we have a cadence of meetings with them as well. So we're not alone in this planning and building, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, the Patterson Family Foundation grant was just shy of $500,000, $485,000 with this. What does the funding do on this side? Because it kind of begs the question as to, you know, what Newman Regional Health was already having in place for a rural telehealth expansion, and really how this money helps to flesh out the plans that you had.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just so thankful, first of all, for the Patterson Foundation, Family Foundation. It's we accept the gift with our palms up and then ready to put that money to work. It happens in stages. So this money will specifically build the infrastructure, and by that I mean screens, the appropriate type of communication devices that have the security that we must have for this. and then the workflow pathways in those electronic systems to allow the provider to come almost look like, you know, they're in the room with the patient. And so this money will specifically go to those, the hardware almost, and software. And then the other stage that you Kathy just talked about is our workflow and our training and how our providers and our nurses interact with setting that up for the patient. And so this specifically will be almost hardware, software, infrastructure.
Yeah. So this will allow rural communities and rural folks out there to just basically access you via computer and get their, you know, some of these medical needs taken care of?
Absolutely. So for an example, one of the areas that we'll be building out is in our clinic settings. So for example, in our OBGYN clinic, we'll have telemedicine available for a mom that maybe has a high-risk need. So a maternal fetal medicine provider will be able to teleremote in and see that new mom or expectant mom, as well as have dialogue with Dr. Faulkner or Dr. Castile in developing that plan of care. And we'll be able to do that in our cardiology, all of our specialty clinics, as well as primary care. And then we'll also use some of those dollars to help us enhance the telemedicine that we're already doing in the hospital setting.
Okay. Well, Kathy, what does this mean as far as telehealth in the future? I mean, clearly there's a you know, within the next couple of years, you're looking ahead to the benefits that this could provide here for patients locally, regionally, but what about longer term, say over the next maybe 5 to 10 years, and how this serves as a foundation for really for general health needs?
Yep. So I see telehealth helping us stay strong and independent as a community hospital. It's really about just keeping care local, connecting patients to experts, so they're no longer having to make those 1 and 2 hour travels across the state.
Stephen, you're looking like you're wanting to chime in on that.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. I'm excited about it, you know. I mean, I'm a dreamer. You guys know that about me, you know. And so this is a significant relationship that we'll be able to build with providers. And the volume of patients that begin to exercise and use this may very well indicate to us that we do have the means and need to bring a specialist here. You know, our community is large enough, and our goal is to not have them travel if they do not have to, and where they shouldn't be traveling, in those things. And so we're excited to see how we can build the fluency with our public on how this feels, looks, and sounds, how it is acceptable, but we want to do it in a way that's super relational, that keeps kind of the spirit of our hospital and care like we want it to be, and not just on a computer screen, and build relationships with the specialist, not just so we're excited about that.
Steve, what kind of a timeline are we looking at here?
Yeah. 15 months is kind of the hardware, software goal. And so in that all, it's part of another timeline at the bottom of us getting ready operationally too.
Sure.
And so all of those things are in kind of a sequence right now. And our IT team is like, their heads are up now. They're like, okay.
People may be thinking, this is about $500,000. Yeah. What, for a couple of computers and a server? I mean, much more to it than that.
There's a lot of robust infrastructure for these types of things. You know, security is fundamental. Like, that is the priority. Having the relationships built with what vendor we're using, how we're going to build that out, how we're making those selections, having all of our providers invested in how they want it to look and the workflows of that. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of teams of people across the hospital. Really, every single department is going to be impacted in one way or another for this.
Outstanding. Well, Stephen, anything else you wanted to add here before we wrap up our conversation this morning?
Well, always,
sure.
Of course he does.
Tonight.
Big night tonight,
town
yes.
Hall? Medicare Town Hall tonight at 5:30. We've got over 80 RSVPs. Usually more show up than that.
Sure.
So I'm not sure what the limit is to that room, but we might make it tonight. And then soon we have a Wave of Light event that I just have to...
On the 15th,
The 15th, yeah. It's such a special event for our community. We had a good community there, and we acknowledge the baby, the infant loss. Mm-hmm. And so we have a mother speaking about that, and we invite anyone that has impacted to come, and we want to share your experience and emotion together. And then the Senior Life Fair, our seniors do that every year. There's so many health groups involved in that.
Yes.
And that's also on the 15th during the day. And so that's coming up for our community. We're excited about that.
Good deal. Kathy, anything else you wanted to add here this morning?
Well, just again, thank you for having us, Chuck. We appreciate it. And we're just proud of what this means for our community.
Indeed. Well, Kathy Pimple, Stephen Mazan, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Exciting activities here with the expansion of rural telehealth and the other activities coming up over the next week. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
KVOE News Time, 8:22. It is currently 50 degrees. We'll take our break here on our newscast. It's brought to you today by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu.
What are your hopes, your dreams? What do you want your future to look like? Well, it's your future, and it deserves a place dedicated to helping you make the most of it. Emporia State University, a remarkable university with affordable tuition. And with scholarships available, accomplishing your hopes and dreams is more attainable than ever. Become your best at Emporia State University. Apply today at Emporia.